Venerable Matt Theroba was born on March 13, 1902 in Châteauneuf-des-Gallois, France, in a region known as La Plaine. She was one of six children. Martha's parents, Joseph and Amélie Célestier, were not devout Catholics, but later on had a deep conversion towards the end of their life through the holy influence of their daughter, Math. Now, in the beginning of May 1918, at the age of 16, Math began experiencing painful headaches. On November the 25th, she collapsed in the kitchen and was unable to get up without assistance. A doctor was called in to see what was wrong with her, and it was thought that she had encephalitis. It was during this time that she had her first vision of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her sister Alice was also in the same bedroom with her, and she too saw a great light that surrounded the room, but was unable to see the Blessed Mother. As of March the 25th, 1928, the Feast of the Annunciation, Martha's legs became completely paralyzed. Henceforth, she was bedridden for life. She lay in a room next to the kitchen that was often dark, because a single ray of light would cause pain to her eyes. This time of her paralyzation also coincided with an extraordinary grace of total abstinence from all food and drink. She couldn't even take a single sip of water. When doctors tried forcing water down her throat, it merely came down her nostrils. This extraordinary phenomenon may be incredible, but it has also been known in the cases of other mystics like Blessed Alexandrina da Costa. As her illness and suffering progressed, her legs weakened and she was confined to a chair. During this time, her spiritual life blossomed, and she was very inspired by the life of the little flower, Saint Therese of Lisieux. It was on October the 15th, 1925, the feast of Teresa of Avila, that Martha felt inspired to make an act of abandonment to the love and the will of God, composing the text of the act of abandonment herself. Barely a year after having made an act of abandonment, Martha again fell gravely ill. A doctor had come in to check on her and found her in a coma. "There is nothing more that can be done," was all that he said. The parish priest, Father Fur, could only replace the doctor at the bedside to administer the sacrament of the sick to Math, which had been the second time she had received it. Everyone expected that each day would bring her death because the coma had lasted for 3 weeks. But just when death seemed to be at hand, Math experienced three apparitions of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. The Carmelite of Lisieux revealed to her that she would not die yet, that she would recover and extend the mission throughout the entire world. For the next 53 years, Martha's only food was the Holy Eucharist. Martha did not consume anything except for the Eucharist that was brought to her once or twice a week by her spiritual father. On more than one occasion, he, another visiting priest, saw the host apparently leap from their hands and fly directly to her mouth. For 53 years, Martha did not eat a single crumb of food nor sleep. She was always in constant prayer and intercession for the world. Now, just like Saint Padre Pio, Martha faced assaults from the devil. Because late in the year of 1928, two Capuchin priests who were preaching in her hometown were visiting all the sick in their free time. When they met Martha, they were impressed by her devotion and her acceptance of her paralysis. Encouraged by these holy priests, Martha felt called to join the number of entering the Third Order of Saint Francis on November the 22nd, 1928. Satan was so enraged after her entry into the Order of St. Francis that on the very night after the ceremony, Martha experienced the first manifestation of the devil. Her mother, who slept in the bed beside Martha, had said, "I don't know what happened, but she uttered a frightful scream. Satan had struck her with a blow with his fist, breaking two of her teeth. It was she who told me." Towards the end of September 1930, Jesus appeared to Martha and asked her, "Do you wish to be like me?" Martha did not know exactly what our Lord meant by this, but recalling that she had offered her life completely to Him 5 years earlier, she wanted everything that our Lord wanted. Sometime during the early part of October, possibly on the 4th, the feast of Saint Francis, the first stigmatized saint, Jesus crucified appeared before the eyes of Martha. At once, He took her paralyzed arms and opened them wide. At that moment, a tongue of flame leaped from his side, separated in two, and struck both of her feet and both of her hands. The third tongue of flame struck Martha on the heart. She bled from her hands, her feet, and her heart. Later, Jesus imprinted a crown of thorns on Martha's head. The marks extended down to her eyes and bled freely. Still later, Jesus intervened again, imposing upon Martha the wood of the cross. Martha felt crushed, dislocated because of the burden of the cross, with its enormous weight. On Friday, following a stigmatization, Martha began to relieve the passion of Jesus. Rumors of this event did not take long to circulate through the neighboring countryside, and soon, a large number of people came to pay visit to Martha to pray with her, uniting themselves through her with the passion of Christ. On the days when she wasn't relieving the passion, people would often come to visit her. Just like the Woonsocket mystic Marie-Rose Farron, Martha was able to see into people's souls and would very simply tell them what they most needed to hear. Like Christ at Gethsemane, she carried the sins of the world. She was overwhelmed and horrified. She became sin. Sometimes, she would say to Father Finney, who was a close friend of Martha, "Don't come near me. I will make you dirty." After 50 years of suffering in union with Jesus for the conversion of souls, Martha Robah entered her eternal reward on the first Friday of the month devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, February the 6th, 1981. She died at the age of 79. Venerable Martha Robah, pray for us.